Hello, welcome to the Happy Housewives Club podcast. This is Darla Shine. I am in shock at the statistics of how many women are getting plastic surgery. One in every four women, okay, are going to get a procedure done this year on their bodies. Do you know you have no recourse? There are no federal regulations. And joining me today is the founder of RightsForAmericans.com. It's a website that I love. It's a great resource that I use. Attorney Robert Weiss, thank you for coming on my show again.
Thank you, Darla. God bless America.
You know, Robert, I was in shock when I read for the first time on your website that there are no federal regulations when it comes to plastic surgery. Can you explain this to me?
It is unbelievable. Yeah, basically, the plastic surgeons have a free ride. There really is no federal regulations. There are very few state regulations. Anyone can perform the surgery. All you need is a four-year medical degree. You have podiatrists doing plastic surgery.
Podiatrists.
You know, there's a hierarchy in medicine, and you know, podiatrists unfortunately are at the bottom with the feet. And this is a way for people.
What happens to proctologists?
Proctologists can do it too. You go to your gynecologist, they're all doing it. They're looking. Every doctor's looking to try to get new sources of income because the insurance companies are putting the screws to them, making it harder for them to make a big profit practicing medicine. Well, so plastic surgery is something that anyone can do. And believe it or not, a lot of them are done in outpatient clinics with no medical protections. You go under general anesthesia, Darla. God forbid you should have to do that. One in 50,000 people, procedures is going to have a complication. If that person happens to be in an outpatient plastic surgery, forget about it.
Right,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, so when a woman goes in for a plastic surgical procedure, how can she protect herself? Like, how do you know you're going to somebody who's good?
Well, I mean, you know, if you go to someone who's a teacher, who's on a medical, a medical staff associated with a teaching hospital, you'll probably get a good plastic surgeon. But unfortunately, right now, because of the easy money and because of the lack of regulation, there are charlatans practicing plastic surgery. And the fact is that because they are exempt from the laws and regulations largely, they continue to get away with it. There's no lawsuit. You think you have rights, Darla. God forbid you should go in for plastic surgery. And your nose comes out and it fakes to the left and then hooks to the right. It looks 20 times worse after surgery. You think you can go and do anything against that doctor?
Well, why not?
No.
All right, let me ask you this. I've read recently that one in every four women has or is going to have plastic surgery, okay? This statistic is amazing to me. But when a woman goes into the or a man goes in for a plastic surgical procedure, do they make them sign paperwork, like saying, you know, you're going on this roller coaster, ride at your own risk?
Well, yeah, they do that, and they do that with every procedure. But the real reason is the juries don't believe the people who get plastic surgery should recover money. My law firm did a computer search. We went back 10 years. We searched every single state court and every single federal court in the country. And we found a total of six cases where plastic surgeons had been, where people had been awarded money in the entire country against plastic surgeons. Do you know what the top award was, Darla?
What?
$200,000
for
a butcher jaw. It was horrible, the injury. But the fact of the matter is that when you have those kind of odds against you, you can't find a lawyer to take the case on contingency.
Well,
so it's really a feminist issue, Darla. You would probably know more about it than me. Why do juries believe that women who have complications after plastic surgery deserve it, even if the doctor was at fault?
Right.
You tell me.
They're thinking. They're saying, you know, you elected this surgery. It was
right,
your choice.
Just because it's elected surgery.
You didn't need it.
But you know as well as I do, Darla, probably better than me, the enormous social pressures that women are under. They don't feel it's elective.
Right.
People
right.
feel like they need these surgeries. It doesn't reflect the reality of the situation.
Well, that's another show talking about the mindset of this country and the women in it and the men who are at fault, I think, also for making the women feel like they're not good enough. But that's another show, Robert. Let's not get into the psychology.
Okay.
Let's talk about the facts.
Okay.
Last year, Okay, I remember reading this one story about this woman who went in for liposuction in her stomach, and the plastic surgeon actually punctured her lung
Yeah.
with the tube. And she is still, it's a year later. I mean, her whole body, her legs have now been amputated. She's missing an arm. One arm had to be amputated because she has this hard infection now running through her body. Now, she has not been able, I can't even believe this, but she has not been able to recover any damages on this
And
case.
she almost certainly won't. And that's what I've been saying to you, darling. This is the state of the law. I'm reporting to you accurately. This is the state of the law.
But
When
what about the
people,
FDA? Where is the Food and Drug Administration?
the Food and Drug Administration basically has been largely co-opted by the corporate interests that it's supposed to regulate. So when it comes to plastic surgery, they're not regulated. They try as hard not to regulate. I mean, it's only a huge scandal like the Vioxx scandal, which is another show that will bring them to actually do anything. So the FDA is basically political pawns of the agencies they're trying to represent. Nobody who's in the FDA wants to encourage lawsuits. As far as they're concerned, if somebody gets a punctured lung during plastic surgery, too bad, you're out of luck.
Right. So, what can a woman do at this point if you are considering having breast implants or you are considering having rhinoplasty? For my members, and the reason I keep saying women, what can women do is because most of the members on my website are women, and I think most of the people who go for plastic surgery are women. So,
That's true. You make a very good point. And
right.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm telling you what will happen here. Plastic surgery is now, there's a crossover, and more men are getting plastic surgery as a result of the pressure to look good and, the economic benefits of looking younger in a lot of jobs. So you're starting to see men get plastic surgery, and now you're just starting to see the very beginnings of a movement to regulate plastic surgeons when the
Exactly.
men get involved.
Isn't that just unbelievable?
It is unbelievable, but it's true. I'm telling you
women
this.
can be butchered and nothing happens, but if something happens
And
to a man, like if they cut a man's penis off, can you imagine?
no,
Everything will
that's
be
the whole
changed in
point.
society.
And nothing proves this better than this, because plastic surgery was an open field. Anyone can go into it. Nobody got sued. No one in the country was recovering any money. It got no attention. This has been going on for years. Plastic surgery didn't get more dangerous over the years.
Well, if you go for a procedure, and what should you look for? Is it being board certified?
Well, I would say that what you need to do is you need to be board certified. You need to be associated with a teaching hospital. It's much better that you have the procedure done in a hospital because there are, statistical risks of certain surgeries. So that even good surgeons sometimes will puncture something they're not supposed to puncture, and there's things like that as organs are close to each other in the body and they're operating in very limited space. But what you want to do is you want to have a hospital staff that's trained in trauma and immediate response on hand. If you go to a plastic surgeon that happens to be in the podiatrist office or the gynecologist office or some other office, you got a big problem. And
What
the
is
other
going
thing.
on with that? Why are so many, I mean, you're an attorney. You must have seen many lawsuits on this. There are so many physicians now, besides just plastic surgery, who are doing all types of surgeries. I mean, I got an email from a lady who her gynecologist gave her a hysterectomy in his office. She was an outpatient for a hysterectomy. Can you even imagine that?
Yeah, I can imagine it, and I've seen it. Yeah,
You were in shock.
absolutely.
What?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's absurd. What's happening is the doctors are the medical industry is being controlled by accountants in the insurance industry and in the HMO industry, who are basically making decisions based upon dollars, and that's a whole other issue. That's another show that we could talk about.
We're gonna
The
have to
one
talk about
thing
that down the road, but back to, yeah,
that
what kind of laws are in place right now to help women and to help men in the future protect themselves from plastic surgeons? Are there any laws on the table? Aren't you working
No.
on a petition?
We're working on a petition, but right now, you know what it's like with these politicians. We've tried to meet with some people in Albany. We were promised meetings, and the meetings didn't occur. So, we're waiting. We're trying. We're doing whatever we can in Rights for America. But right now, just so everyone understands, if you call a lawyer and you get butchered by a plastic surgeon, we don't have a lawyer for you at Rights for America. My suspicion is that you won't be able to find a lawyer in your hometown. If you go to the top legal law firms in the country, they won't represent you. You can't pay them to
That doesn't make
represent
any
you.
sense, Robert.
It does make sense, because what it is what's happened is the tort reforms. I know you don't want to get into tort reform, but tort reform is a huge issue, and they've made the doctors sort of the poster childs for tort reform. So they've made it harder and harder and harder to sue doctors. That's one of the problems. Another one of the problems is the fact that juries, they have these old beliefs that women and people who go for cosmetic surgery deserve it. If you get breast implants, you deserve it if something goes wrong. Why are you complaining? Stop whining. So, and of course, there's the weakness that the trial lawyers have from getting slammed by the business community over the years. So people have a lot less rights than they think they have. It's very, very apparent in plastic surgery.
Well, ladies, everyone who's listening right now, ladies, men, Robert Weiss is one of the top distinguished attorneys in this country. And if he is saying that you're going to have no recourse if they give you a breast implant and it ends up in your cheek, on your face, you know, think about it before you go in for that surgery.
Darla, this is my business. I make money representing people who get hurt, and I sue, and I make my money as a result of the settlement. If I'm telling you I can't take a plastic surgery case, it's because you can't take these cases. Right now, people have no rights.
This is amazing. So you have no rights, ladies. Do not go under the knife. You are beautiful the way you are. Eat healthy. Exercise. Get in shape. Use makeup. Use makeup. Don't go under the knife. And Robert Weiss, you know, you're laughing because it's funny. It's so ridiculous, isn't it, that 1 in 4 women now get plastic surgery?
It is. It's not ridiculous. They have the right to get plastic surgery. But as they get more organized, and when you have courageous women like you who have the courage and the ability to talk to hundreds of thousands of people who listen to your radio show and hit your website, then, you know, change will happen. So God bless you, Darla. I think you're doing a wonderful job. And I look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you for being on the show. Robert Weiss with Rights for Americans. Everybody, check out that website and learn what you are entitled to. This is America. You have rights, or maybe you don't. Check it out. Bye-bye.